Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I am Paul Zeiss, and it is the Paul Zeiss Show. We are, you can follow us on Twitter, as always, by the way, you can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan. Driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Shop all three locations at ShorkeyKia.com. You know, I had a laugh, really, when the PGA Tour announced what it was doing for the golf tournaments and what they were going to do and where they were going to schedule them and all that other stuff. And the reshuffling of the deck, so to speak, I had a laugh when people were saying, well, I mean, you have the Masters and you have this and you have that. It's going to be too much stuff going on at the same time. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I'm reading people complaining about, like, there's going to be too many things jammed into one, you know, month or 2 months or 3 months. I don't know how you could come through this last month that we've had and come to a conclusion that too many sports is going to be a bad thing. I mean, really. But I just think, it's just one of those things. You look at the Masters, for instance, now that they have it set for November. Okay, it's not April. It's not the same. It's not what it was, you know, yada, yada. I get all that. But here's the thing. If you look at what we will have that week, right, it's going to be a week where, okay, Thursday morning, we wake up. Watch the Masters into the afternoon. Then about 3:30, 4 o'clock, flip it over to TBS or TNT and watch a playoff baseball game. You know, maybe even at that point, probably not the World Series yet, but a playoff baseball game. And then about 7 o'clock, 7:30, whatever, start watching the pregame for the NFL game that night. Man, it's a dream for if you're a sports fan. I don't know how you couldn't love that. And then you've got, you know, Thursday night, you've got NFL and you've got college football that night. And then guess what? You get to wake up the next day, Friday morning, and the same thing. Watch the Masters. In the afternoon, watch some baseball, maybe even a primetime baseball game. If you want college hoops, get some college hoops. And actually, depending on what the schedule's like, you might even have hockey at that point. And the NBA as well. How is this a bad thing? Then Saturday comes. And once again, you wake up, you get to start with the Masters. About 1 o'clock in the afternoon, if you want to start flipping it in between or go to a sports book or something so you can watch it all, you got college football all day long. You probably got some baseball playoffs. And you've got the Masters going on. And then at night, because CBS has the Masters, at night you're probably going to get an SEC game at like 8 o'clock on CBS. Think about that. You know, one of those CBS games that's on at 3:30, they'll probably push it back to 8 o'clock. Because let's face it, what the hell else is going to be on TV? That, I mean, if you put that on, you know, now all of a sudden you've got an SEC game on CBS. You've got the either a Notre Dame or a Pac-12 or something or some other big game on ABC. ESPN has a game. And then Sunday, you wake up. And again, you watch the Masters till about 1 o'clock. You can flip back and forth. You got NFL games on all day long. That, to me, is going to be one of the best sports weekends we've had in a long, long time. But I've heard people say, well, there's too much stuff going on. Are you kidding me? How could you not really look forward to it and say, yeah, you know, it sucks between now and then because, you know, we're not going to get things started when we want to. But, boy, I'll tell you what, once we get rolling, everybody's going to be trying to fit it in. It's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, that's really, to me, what your attitude should be about it, you know. And I think that, you know, it's the same thing with the U.S. Open. The U.S. Open is going to go on, and there'll be football going on, and there'll be, you know, probably at that point baseball, just regular season baseball. You might even at that point have, like, the NBA or NHL playoffs from this year going on, depending on how deep they want to go into September. So, you know, I think it's really kind of a interesting dynamic because we want sports all the time and we want them now and we don't have them. But to be honest with you, I'm kind of looking forward to the fall now, you know, just because we're going to have so many activities and so much going on. I don't think it's a bad thing at all to have too many sports. I don't know. I mean, I know some people do. Some people think it's going to be overload, but I don't think it will. I think, the Masters could be really, really fun, especially if we get to that point in the season and Tiger Woods is still healthy. And, you know, he has a chance to defend his title. I'd be really, really interested to see what the television ratings would be if, say, on Sunday afternoon, there was a, you know, reasonably good football game on. I mean, obviously not the Lions or somebody like that, but just say like, a Browns versus, I don't know, the Redskins, two name brand teams, something like that. What would be the ratings up against Tiger Woods and, say, Rory and a couple of other the big names all basically in the hunt on the back nine at Augusta? What would be the television ratings? That would be really interesting to me. And so I think that, the other thing that's interesting is they're going to have to start to probably start a little bit earlier than they usually do, because if you think about it, in the spring, there's a lot of sunlight. But at that point in the fall, we'll be starting to lose sunlight. So if they're going to try and play into like 7 o'clock, 7:30 like they do normally, I don't know if they're going to have enough sun left to do that. So they might have to start early or do some things. But I think it would be really hilarious to me to see what golf's ratings would be up against the NFL, because I think some people would be shocked. There's a lot of people that watch golf, especially something like the Masters, and especially if we've got guys that are in the hunt, the big-name guys, Tiger, those kind of guys. That would be interesting. Same thing with the U.S. Open, which is going to go up against the NFL probably. Now, I've heard some different things that they're going to try maybe to do. They're talking about maybe going Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday with these golf tournaments maybe. There's a lot of different ways they can go about it, but it's really difficult from the standpoint of, I think that you want to have it on a weekend. And that's really the way it's going to go to me. But you do have to be mindful of the television, you know, jam-packed television, especially since CBS has the NFL and CBS has the SEC. You know, you're going to have to do some juggling. But anybody that's out here saying it's a bad thing, that we've got too many sports or too much sports all on at the same time, I can't understand. I can't get there with you, you know, and I just can't. 412-928-9370 is the number. I don't know. Are you like me? I'm happy. I'm happy to see that the PGA has decided to put out a schedule. And you know what? I'm okay with the fact that there are lots of conflicts with other sports, because it just means we'll get more. We'll have more to watch. It's not going to be overload. It's not going to be a thing of where this is bad in terms of, you know, we're going to like have problems trying to watch everything. That's the beauty of it nowadays. We can go find whatever we want to go find. Like, we can go, if you want to go to the sports book down at Rivers Casino, you can watch 95 different sports all at the same time. You know, you can go to and a countless number of sports bars all across the city if you want to watch multiple stuff. And so, to me, the news of the day that should make you happy is that the PGA Tour became basically the first sporting league that we have that has put out a schedule and said, this is what we want to do. This is what we're going to plan on doing. No more, it's in, you know, up in the air. It's indefinite. None of that. They put out their schedule, and now we have at least have something to look forward to, and hopefully it comes to fruition. It is the Paul Zeiss Show on 93.7 The Fan. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I'm Paul Zeiss. It is the Paul Zeiss Show. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370, Edgar Snyder. And Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Also, for the latest news on coronavirus, turn to News Radio 1020 KDKA. You can find KDKA Radio at AM 1020, 93.7 HD2, or tell your smart speaker to play News Radio 1020 KDKA. We've got the news, like I said, that the PGA Tour is coming, put together a schedule. And I think why that's significant is this. We haven't had really a sports league be so bold in this country yet. I mean, we've got a lot of indefinite things. And honestly, I'll be honest. I mean, I'm less and less optimistic that we're going to see basketball or hockey again until next season. But you can always hold out hope, and I think they're holding out hope, too, that they can try and, you know, figure it out. I think the one thing that is going to have to happen is we're going to have to start to see some sort of evidence that you can – test a lot of guys quickly, and if you can do that, then you can start to play maybe again. But again, I think one thing that's probably going to be difficult is to have fans, which I think most people, if you ask them, they would sign up for right now, sports without fans for a while, just to have sports back. And even the leagues, you know, if the NHL could come back and start playing, right? Just come back and start playing. Even if there's not fans, the NHL could find a way to monetize that, right? They could sell commercials. They could sell sponsorships. They could sell, you know, all kinds of things around the broadcast. You know, obviously they're losing money on ticket sales. But, you know, as I was writing, I wrote today about golf. I said it's funny if, for instance, they're talking about the Memorial, which is in Dublin, Ohio. The Memorial, it's the first weekend of June. They're talking about that being the first of the PGA Tour events to go off. And they're going to do it without fans. So I was sort of joking when I said this, kind of half joking. But if that's the first thing that comes back, if it's June 3rd, or I think it's June 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th, maybe, whatever it is, June 3rd, June 4th, whatever that Thursday is through Sunday, okay? If that's the first thing back, I guarantee you, 90% of the people who say they hate golf will be tuned in and watching that thing from start to finish because they're so starved for sports. If it's an auto race that is first that comes back, the crowd that sits around and says, I don't get it, it's a bunch of rednecks turning left, they'll be watching that thing from start to finish and by the end of it act like they're experts on NASCAR. Whatever's going to be the first event that comes back, it's going to be one of those events that's the television rating is going to be almost like Super Bowl numbers, right? I mean, just because of the fact that we are so starved for sports right now, I mean, I've changed my predictions. I thought it was going to be golf or tennis that comes back first, but I'm starting to think that it might actually be horse racing that comes back first. And the reason with horse racing is really simple. You can, say you have a card of 8 races, right? Times 12 is, say, 12 horses or about 10 horses a race on average. That's 80 jockeys, but really not 80 jockeys because some guys ride multiple, horses and stuff. So let's say 60 jockeys and let's say 100 trainers. You only got to test 160 people, pretty much. And that's, to me, what this is really all going to be about. You see what's going on in South Korea. They're actually playing baseball now. Now, they are wearing masks, but they're actually playing. And, I think one of the things is it's because in Korea they have really, really advanced in terms of their testing. So they can do it because they can make sure that guys are safe. But I like the way that they're actually back playing. Now, they've only had inter-squad games so far. But it can't be long before they start playing real games or games against other teams. Because I think what happens is when you look at it, if they can produce proof that they can keep guys safe, then they can start playing again. And their thing is, we've got all the testing in the world that we need. So I think that's going to be, what we're going to have to see here. You have to have the ability to test people. And you have to have the ability to test people and get results quickly. And I'm going to say this, we talk about football all the time, right? Football is a sport. You could bring everybody together, get them in a hotel. That morning of the game, test them all. And if you can have results in, say, 10 or 15 minutes, you test every single person. Coaches, players, all the ones that are, if there's any that are positive, then obviously they got to go quarantine themselves. But if everyone else is negative, everybody that's negative gets to put on a uniform and go out and play. I think you can pull that off. I don't think you can pull off 100,000 people in stands. I just don't. I think that's going to be a difficult one to pull off is the fan base. But, again, I think what the PGA Tour is doing is smart. One, they've set a very realistic goal of when they could come back. June 4th, which is still 2 months away, which would mean if you're listening to the experts, they're talking about how the peak is over the next 2 weeks here. So we're talking about 6 weeks beyond when the peak of this stuff should hit. They're also not going to try and bite off too much because they're not going to have fans, and I think that's important. You don't want to set yourself up for failure. But what you can do is maybe you get closer to it and it becomes pretty clear that limited fans is going to be doable. Then you can do that. You can sell tickets. And believe me, you won't have a problem selling them, no matter how many you decide you're allowed to sell. I mean, it might be something as simple as, 2,000 tickets per day. That's it. 2,000 fans in the stands. That's it. Which sounds like a lot, but, those galleries are typically in, tens of thousands. You put 2,000 fans out on golf course, you could even do restricted things where your ticket gets you, if you've ever been to a big golf tournament, pretty much every green, just about every green there are stands. So you could buy, maybe you do a thing where you sell tickets, but everybody is assigned to a seat, and that's where they're at. And that way you could ensure some sort of distancing. I mean, there are some things you could do if you wanted to try and add fans in later. But I'm just telling you, I don't know that that's going to be something that really we're going to see or it's going to be feasible for quite some time. I think at the end of the day, what you want to do is make sure everybody's safe. And you also don't want to be in a situation where the Chinese Basketball Association is, where you have, we're doing it this date, and then you have to cancel it or you have to postpone. You don't want to be in that situation. You want to make sure that you give yourself the best opportunity so when it's time that you can basically be ready to play and have a chance to go play. And I think that's what golf has done, the PGA Tour has done. So it won't shock me if over the next few weeks we start to see some of these other leagues rolling out their plans. It's just one of those things that it's going to start happening. I think most people wanted to get through these next 8 to 10 days, just like the quote-unquote experts have been telling us. And then, beyond that, let's see what happens. And I think that's what we're going to do. I think that's where we're at. And I think, teams, leagues are going to start to set what it is the course of their next few months and what it's going to look like. So, I know that nobody wants no fans, but I'm really starting to believe that if we want to see sports again sooner rather than later, that might be the only way we get to do it. And the PGA Tour, that's exactly what they're talking about.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.